Integrity is doing the right thing, even when no one is watching. C.S. Lewis, paraphrased. I'm loyal. It's been a defining trait of mine for as long as I can remember. Once you're in my inner circle, that's it. I'll have your back for life. It was the same unwavering loyalty that the Black Shamrocks MC demanded in return for their patch. One of the main things that drew me toward prospecting when the invitation was extended. While my best friends were attracted to the notion of being a badass on a bike, I wasn't under any illusions that the outlaw life was all it's cracked up to be. For my family, it's been a bit of a letdown. Paddy was being groomed to be the next president. Cole was a shoo-in for sergeant-at-arms when his dad stepped down. Brian had his eye on the VP's patch that currently resided on his father's cut. Then there was me, son of the road captain slash secretary. Between holding the lowest leadership position in the MC and the divorce from my mother that was caused in its entirety by his inability to keep his dick in his pants, my dad didn't inspire all that much belief in the benefits of living the outlaw dream. If anything, he was a cautionary tale. Now don't get me wrong, I wanted this. I just didn't want it for the same reasons as the others. My best friends had real motives, wholesome purposes for sewing on that patch. I simply wanted to generate fear and favor in the hearts of everyone I encountered, something I'd never achieve without a patch and a Harley. My family embodied the very essence of bogan scum, so messing with Bonnie Dubois was my idea of the perfect fuck you to society. I was taking one of their pretty girls and sullying her with my bike of filth. Although she wasn't exactly complaining about it. The girl liked getting dirty, and she was loyal to a fault. Perfect for me at this point in my life. It helped that I truly liked her, that I respected her big mouth and her honest ambition. And the fact that we had an ironclad plan complete with an impenetrable exit strategy. 1 year of fun and fucking before she went to France. Pity the universe had different intentions. Life decided to throw a big fucking spanner in the works, and in turn, make every belief I had about my integrity fly out the window. Apparently honorable intentions only go so far when forbidden fruit is involved. Maybe a stronger man could have resisted? Maybe. Maybe not. I had the threat of death hanging over my head and still couldn't fight her siren's call. The only thing I knew was that life had taken my plans and fucked me up the ass with one harsh lesson. When the heart finds its perfect match, loyalty takes a back seat.